It Takes Two, Amy Eiler, JJ Gordon here on the Mighty 790 KFGO. And joining us on the line now to give us some homework is Kim Jondahl from the North Dakota Historical Society. Kim, welcome back to KFGO Radio.
Thank you, Amy. It's great to be here.
Well, we first chatted with you back in April because you were asking North Dakotans to sort of help write history with you. The State Historical Society was asking North Dakotans to share some personal reflections during the pandemic. How is it going, and are you still seeking stories?
We are definitely still seeking those personal stories about how the pandemic is affecting people. We have received some wonderful stories, some photographs, and even a video at this point, but we definitely want more.
Yeah, you know, I said, well, let's talk about it. Let's try to get some, why haven't people sent their stories? And then I said to Kim earlier, I guess I haven't sent mine in, so shouldn't be so quick to judge. But we all have a story. And, you know, what's interesting is that even the things that we think are not notable are actually pretty notable. Just our everyday life, how we're living, the feelings we're having, things that are happening to us. Those are all part of this story, Kim.
Absolutely, Amy. And as this evolves, you know, people's lives are changing in new ways. You know, when we first talked, people were kind of just starting to go home and wondering how to telecommute. And now that's become the new normal. You know, you look at layoffs and furloughs that are commonplace and some businesses have closed. There's the whole mask debate going now that wasn't going then as much. You know, certainly more deaths across the world and more scientific discoveries that are helpful. So much has changed even in a short time, and all of those stories are really going to help those future generations understand what we were going through throughout this pandemic, not just at the beginning. So that's why we're doing this for the long term, is we want those stories as the pandemic evolves and as our lives evolve with that.
Kim, now that we're so deep into this, can you give me an example of something that maybe somebody has that would make a good, if keepsake isn't the right word, but a good piece of history that we've had so far?
Sure. We have had, you know, some beautiful stories, some that have actually even made me cry, talking about the deep loneliness they've felt because they haven't been able to see family members across the country. We had a pregnant woman share her fears about, you know, what happens if I get the coronavirus while I'm pregnant. We've had an ambulance EMT talk about the new protocols. We've had someone talk about how she's baking more because she has more time now and she wants to donate baked goods to people who are in need and now has the time to do that passion that she's wanted to do. So we're looking for any of those everyday types of stories. Some of the things I would love to have that we don't are stories about people gardening. You know, you go to the garden centers and most of the plants are gone because everybody's into gardening this year. They want that connection with the earth and soil and, you know, just feel-good types of activities for the summer. Home projects, you know, talking with some local hardware store owners, they're saying their merchandise is flying out of the store because people are finally getting to those projects they haven't done. You know, boats are selling in higher quantities because people want recreation, but they want it close and they don't want to be traveling too far for the most part. So all of those types of everyday stories are really, really interesting to document and have recorded at this time.
Yeah, to me, I think of when we stumble upon a piece of history. So when somebody was cleaning out a cabinet somewhere and they found something from the 1918 Spanish flu, and you see a little bit about life and you see a picture of what it looked like when people went to a sporting event at that time, that we're making history every single day. And so recording that, I think, is going to be so important. I'm so glad you guys are doing this project.
Thank you. It's a very important one. You know, the other part of this that I'd like to mention that ties into this is, of course, not only the pandemic is going on, life is going on many other fronts as well. So we've had so many really critical moments in history happening now with the George Floyd death-inspired events, monuments being pulled down, even things like, you know, Aunt Jemima and Mrs. Butterworth products being reconsidered because of racism. These are really critical times in many ways. And so we're looking for all of those stories. So if people have been involved in a protest in North Dakota, we'd love to have those signs. So the difference now, I guess, from when I talked to you in April is that also we are collecting actual objects now. So if people would like to donate, they can go to that Share Your Story initiative online and find out how to fill out a form to donate objects as well.
Do you, are you looking for things just from people from North Dakota, or can people reach out to you if, let's say, they're listening in Colorado right now?
We like to have a North Dakota connection to everything that we collect. So if there are North Dakotans in other states who would like to share their stories, or someone traveling through who has a specific North Dakota connection or story that happened here, we'd love to collect those too. But we really do try to focus on the North Dakotan stories because this is our state archive and this is our history that we're trying to preserve.
What about stories that involve more than one perspective? For example, let's say someone had a parent who was hospitalized with COVID. Are you looking, I mean, would it be kind of a dream to collect the story of the parent and then the family members as well, and just to keep that as a whole piece?
That would be important to us. We would absolutely love to have those types of stories too. Yes, and we like to collect all perspectives. So even with the should you wear a mask debate or not wear a mask debate, we want all of those sides. We serve as an archive that's a safe and neutral place to talk about all sides and facets of an issue. So, yes, a big yes to that.
You have a number of prompting questions on your website, too, I should say. So if you're thinking, I would love to add, but I don't even know where to start. I wouldn't even know what to talk about. You have a lot of ideas to get people started and suggestions to spark some ideas. And so you can find those on the website, statemuseum.nd.gov. And there's a link right on the homepage there. And this is just so interesting. And if people want to drop things off, of course, they would have to be in Bismarck. Could they mail you things as well?
What we do is ask people to fill out that potential donation questionnaire first.
Okay.
And then after they fill that out, that goes through our internal museum collections committee, and they vote on whether to take in an object or not, and they also see if we have something similar in our collections. So then they will reach out and contact people and figure out how we can best get that item. And it doesn't matter where a person is. They certainly don't have to be even in North Dakota. We'll find ways to get those items from them.
Wow. You know, Kim, I am just absolutely fascinated by this. And I imagine you're going to get a lot of people contacting you. You're going to get a lot of things that are coming on. Will this program essentially be rolling as long as the pandemic stretches? So even if someone says, gosh, I don't have the time right now, would it be worthwhile contacting you, say, in September?
Oh, yes. We will keep this Share Your Story initiative open even long after the hopefully pandemic is over or controlled at some point, because people might look back and think, oh, I wish I would have shared this story. So this will be available online for people to contribute for a long time to come.
Oh, Kim, this is fantastic. And again, tell people how they can get a hold of you. Tell them how they can get their story shared through the North Dakota State Historical Society.
They can go to statemuseum.nd.gov, and it has Share Your Story on that website. If they have questions, they can call 701-328-2666, and we are so happy to talk with anyone.
Kim, thank you so much for preserving our history. Even though it's happening only minutes ago, it still is going to be important to future generations. Always a pleasure to chat.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on. Have a great day. You don't live here no more. And the dog won't let me pet him. He just lays around and growls at my feet.